Okay, good morning, all. As we said last night, this is a very exciting day in 5 minute Mishnayos. God willing, we'll learn the final two Mishnayos of the entire Masechta of Shkalim. So the final two Mishnayos are up to Perek Chet Mishnah Zayin. So continuing, you remember last time we spoke about this idea that let's say you have some sanctified meat, or you have carbon meat, sacrificial meat that becomes tameh. So what do you do with it? So there was a machlokus between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And now in Mishnah Zayin, we continue with two other opinions on this matter. So we'll jump right in. Rabbi Eliezer says, Es shenitma be'ava tomare. We said there that the two scenarios we gave was if it became tameh through an ava tomare, which would make it biblically tameh, or a vlada tomare, a secondary tomare, which would make it rabbinically tameh. So es shenitma be'ava tomare, according to Rabbi Eliezer, meat that became tameh through an avatumah, which would make it biblically tameh, beim bifnim beim machutz, whether it became tameh inside or outside of the temple courtyard, yisareif machutz, it should be burned outside, because it's too high of a level of tumah. We're too concerned that it'll make other things tameh or the like. So burn it outside. But if it became tameh through this secondary tumah, which means that it's essentially just only rabbinically tameh, beim bifnim beim machutz, whether it became tameh inside or outside the courtyard, yisareif bifnim, you should burn it inside, because there is the proper place to burn it inside, and since it's only rabbinically tameh, we're not as concerned, so do it inside. Rabbi Akiva says, Mekom Tumaso, Sham Shevaso, believe it or not, Rabbi Akiva gives the most logical explanation. Wherever it became tameh, that's where it should be burned. So if it became tameh outside, burn it outside. If it became tameh inside, burn it inside. That's what he says. Okay, Mishnah Chet, the final Mishnah of the Masechta. So after they would sort of prepare the karbanos, they wouldn't necessarily always bring the karban right away. They wouldn't bring it on the altar or the like. So this Mishnah is dealing with, at least at the beginning, what do we do with the limbs of various karbanos that are not ready to be burned on the Mizbeach? Where do we put them? So it says Mishnah Ches, Evrei HaTamid, the limbs of the daily Tamid offering, Nitanin, Mechatzi Keves Ulamata V'marav. So there was a ramp that used to lead up to the Mizbeach. So they were placed on the lower half of this ramp, on the western side of it. V'shalmu Safin, Nitanin Mechatzi Keves Ulamata V'mizrach. And the limbs of the Musaf offering, both for Shabbos and for Yontif, those were placed on the lower half of the ramp, but on the eastern side. V'shal Rashi Chadashim, and the Musaf offerings of the Rosh Chodesh, the limbs for these offerings, Nitanin al Karkov HaMizbeach Melmala. So the one thing you need to know about how the Mizbeach worked was that there was sort of like a ledge that went around the entire thing that was six amos high. So there was a part of the ramp that essentially was aligned with that ledge. So the ledge went all the way around, and the ramp, as it goes up, there was a point where the ramp met the ledge, and so that was essentially six amos and above on the ramp. So the limbs for the Rosh Chodesh offering were placed on the ramp part that was above the ledge on the Mizbeach. Okay, the Mishnah concludes now with the following scenario, or the following rule, Hashkalim v'habikurim. When it comes to shkalim and when it comes to bikurim, to the first fruits, Eino hagin ala bifnei habayis. We do not have shkalim, or we do not have the bikurim, unless there is a Beis HaMikdash. It only applies when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. Aval Meiser Dagan, but when it comes to Meiser of grain, and when it says Meiser of grain, it means all tithes as they relate to produce. Umaser Behema, and Meiser Behema, the Bechoros, and the idea that the firstborn animal, it will always be sanctified. Nohagen Bein Befnei Abayis, Bein Shalom Befnei Abayis. We have these rules whether the Beis HaMikdash is standing or the Beis HaMikdash is not standing. However, the truth be told, the rabbis say that when it comes to Meiser Behema, we don't actually have these rules anymore without a Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Gemara talks about, and the reason why is because there was a concern that people would not treat them properly, and the sanctity only comes once I separate the animal, so therefore they just said, forget about it, let's not do it, we'll only do it during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Bechor, the Meiser, the rule that the Bechor is sanctified, the Chazal don't have the ability to undo that, because the sanctity sort of comes the second that animal is born, so those laws seemingly still would apply today. And finally, the Mishnah, the Masechta concludes, let's say you have some smart guy, some smart aleck, who says, I'm going to be Makdish Shkalim, or I'm going to be Makdish Bikurim. So what is the halacha? So Hamakdish Shkalim Bikurim, if a person says these certain coins are Shkalim, or these fruits are Bikurim, Harei Zeh Kodesh. The Mishnah says that these are going to be Kodesh. So what do you do? Well, you have to leave the fruit aside and let it rot, so you can't use it anymore. And the coins will seemingly have to be placed somewhere private where no one will use them. That's why it's very important when it comes to Erev Purim, when everyone's doing the Machzah Shekel, people have the custom of saying Zecher the Machzah Shekel, because if you come up to the bima and you lift up the three coins and you say, this is the Machzah Shekel, it's not good news for the Jews, because all of a sudden those coins become Hekdesh, and it's not really recommended to do that. So therefore, that's why people say zecher, it's a remembrance, it's not the actual machzus shekel. However, Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, the final words of the Masechta, ha-omer bikurim kodesh, seemingly he's not arguing when it comes to bikurim, when it comes to shkom, but when it comes to bikurim, he says that if a person says that these fruits are bikurim, they are the first fruits, they are sanctified, einam kodesh. He says that the rule is sort of intrinsically connected to the base of Megdash, so such that if a person goes along and says that these fruits are bikurim, are sanctified, they are not going to be hektish, because the sanctity doesn't even exist without the standing of the base of Megdash. So he says, don't worry about it. If you do that with fruits, you're still allowed to eat them, and everything would be okay with them. So Hadran Alach Maseches Shkalim. We have now finished Maseches Shkalim. God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with Maseches Yoma. Everyone have a